Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the things we didn't get to during the course of the show today. We are back for a live Aftercast. We're sorry we were gone. We were in El Salvador with Compassion International gathering stories because we're going to do an event for them in June to hopefully get 1,000 kids sponsored and get people caring about them and helping them because it's amazing work that they do. I always love these trips. They're a lot of work. You go and you go sun up to sundown and then some, you know. It matters, and you meet some people, and you hopefully get a chance to help them out and stuff. But we had weird things happening on the trip at different times. Betty almost broke my toe right out of the gate. Somebody fell down an escalator, and somebody else saved them, which was pretty cool. I saw that old guy that fell down it. They put him in a wheelchair. And he got to board the plane first, so it might have all been a plan.
So how bad did it look, though?
I never saw it. Okay. I was looking the other way.
I didn't see it either. I was just told
like
about it.
That seems like a bummer of a thing to...
Yeah.
If he's okay, I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, he seemed okay. I got pulled out for screening.
He seemed okay.
Yeah.
He didn't check anything.
But... No, he seemed fine. He was sitting in the chair next to me.
I think if he got on the plane, then he's good.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to let someone get on a plane if they've been,
if you got a concussion or something. Yeah, you're bleeding. I had so much security on this trip. Each leg of my trip, I got extra security. And coming back into the country, they pulled me out of security or out of line again. They made me go into this other section. It was hot too. And then they went through all of my stuff. They took all my stuff out of my bags. And I'm like, well, this is a bummer. And fortunately, though, I'm like, well, what do I do now? And the lady didn't speak English. And so they got somebody else. And he's like, oh, well, just sit over here. And then I could see the entryway to the plane. And they're like, once all the wheelchairs, that guy included, gets on, you can board. I'm like, oh, so at least they inconvenienced you for doing an extra check. But they let you board first.
Right.
Like America. Take a note. Like, that's a great idea, you know. But then, so I go through all that, and I get down to the security when I come back into the country. I'm flying on another connecting flight, and I had to go back through security. So I'm flying to Atlanta, and I'm there. And sure enough, like, my bag comes through the scanner, and it can go two ways. It can either go straight or those wheels turn, and it sends it to the left. And you're like, sure enough, my backpack goes to the left. I'm like, dadgummit.
Is it the same thing that always makes it go to the left?
I asked. And then my bag went to the left. So I'm like, dadgummit. And sometimes that line, they're moving at a snail's pace and they've got so many bags to check. And that line can take you 20 minutes to get through with like just three people in front of you. And so I'm like, nuts. And I'm like, okay, I'm on a tight time frame, but I'm going to be really nice. And the lady who's the TSA agent was super sweet. And so she's going through all my stuff. I said, well, I should be the safest person in this airport today. This is my third check today.
That's exactly what a hijacker would say.
Yes. Exactly. And so I said, what are you guys looking for? What flagged me so that I know in the future not to bring? Because I said gummy bear. She goes, oh, yeah. I said, that doesn't seem to be a thing anymore, but gummy bears used to be a problem, right? She said, yeah, it looks like explosives. And so that was a problem. So I stopped traveling with gummy bears.
Do gummy bears look like explosives?
They look like C4, apparently, under the scan.
What a weird...
I know, right? But then also, I had lots of gummy bears. Like, one TSA agent said, you have enough, if this was C4, to take down the whole plane.
Wow.
So that was a lot of gummy bears. But I said, well, what was it that flagged me then? And she goes, you have too many wires in multiple places.
Oh, like all the tech?
Yeah. She's like, you have too many cords going different places.
Do you
places.
Need all those?
I did, yeah. It was all the stuff
for work. But
do they
all need to be on your carry-on?
When I was only flying carry-on. I wasn't checking. And so on the way back, I had to have them all. Otherwise, yeah, I would have put them in there. But so, word to the wise... It could be that, you know, it could be the wires.
I wonder if you just wound them up, like put them in a nice little circle and organized them, not thrown them in.
I had my computer one in a circle behind, right in front of my laptop. Then I had like other cords in a little bag in the thing too to keep them together. But she was like, yeah, that's what got you. And I said, oh, okay.
Because I had at least like maybe four or five.
You probably had the same amount. Yeah, easy.
And I didn't get pulled over.
I know. And what's funny though is at the end of the thing, and she was so nice and I was trying to make her laugh and it was good. But then at the end, I'm like, okay, you're almost done. She's like, yeah. I'm like, I have a tight connection, and I'm trying to get to a funeral. She goes, oh, okay, great, have fun. I'm like, wait, what? And she even looked, it was one of those things she realized it because we've been laughing so much, and then she's like, I am so sorry. I'm like, I totally get it. We're having fun, not a problem. I will have fun at this funeral. And I walked away.
Just because you said so.
Yeah, exactly. So it was good. Speaking of health issues, Princess Kate obviously had announced that she was suffering from cancer and undergoing treatment. They're making a big deal that Prince William returned to work today. Oh, great. What do you do? What do you think he does? Nothing.
No, the younger guy.
He opens Piggly Wiggly's. He makes appearances. Like this one, they're like, he returned to work today. He's very brave. He's going on with his life. And he was like visiting a place that does food donations, you know, and so there's camera op of him and they're making things. He's like, oh, I'm a dad. I know about spaghetti. You know, it's like you literally could have gone without doing that if you needed it. You've got the best job in the world. You don't have to do anything in your life. And so if you needed to be there with your family, you could have been. But I'm sure that he needs to get out too. So I'm not judging it. But it's just funny. It's like, Prince William back to work today. Like, oh, so good. You're amazing. Way to go. Let me see here. Oh, boy, did you see the stuff at Columbia University that's going nuts? Have you seen any of that?
Is it another revival type thing?
No, no. It's Palestinians, people supporting Palestine and camping on the thing in a protest on one of the lawns. And it's horrible. Like, death to Zionists, they're saying all these bad things about Jews. And, you know, because, I mean, the conflict between Hamas and Israel in the Gaza Strip is just horrific.
Man, 100 people arrested.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, wow.
But here's what's fascinating, though, because Palestinians have been able to say whatever they want to say. Because on the far left, you have to, the Jews are horrible, and they're oppressing the Palestinians. People that are speaking about this don't know the nature of what they're saying. And so you got all these passionate college kids and stuff, you know, and you're like, wait, you don't realize why this started. You're forgetting why this started, you know, and the reaction. But what was fascinating, though, was New York Mayor Eric Adams actually, like, condemned it. And this is the guy, too, that is now speaking out against the border, like, going, hey, we have to do something about the border because now it's affecting his city. Mm-hmm. You know, before it was like, hey, man, we New York's welcome to everybody. Now they're like, oh, this is horrible, you know. And so it was fascinating that he came out and said, I'm horrified and disgusted with the anti-Semitism being spewed around Columbia University's campus. That is fascinating because there is the Palestinians inside of Hollywood, people being pro-Palestinian inside of liberal circles, that's been celebrated. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Yeah, they're talking about the eradication of Jews. You're talking about genocide of Jews is what this is about, you know. And I get it. They feel like they've been oppressed. Jews feel like they have to defend their lives. Like, war is ugly and it's nasty. But again, this really bad escalation started from atrocities and a horrific attack by Hamas, you know. And now you get onto all of the subtleties of, well, you know, they're just killing indiscriminately Palestinians. And that's where it gets dicey, you know, because I think that Israel is trying to be as strategic as they can be. But it is war, and war is ugly. And unfortunately, innocent people get caught up in this. But it's just fascinating in America what we get away with saying, too. And finally, till somebody says, no, enough. You're getting one side is allowed to say whatever they want, but Jews can't say anything, you know. Mm-hmm. And like there was a sign with a lady holding a sign with an arrow to Jewish students saying Al-Qaeda's next targets. You're like, wait, that is hate speech. Mm-hmm. Like, so why are you allowed to do this? You know, that's hate speech. Everyone else gets penalized for this. Another woman was yelling, we are Hamas. You mean the murdering group of people that indiscriminately kill women, children, babies, and oppress people? That's what you want to align yourself with? Well, if that's the case, I'll arrest you now. You know, if you say you are Hamas, let's go, you know, and you don't need to be in our country. You don't need to be here terrorizing people. You're a terrorist organization. Hamas is a terrorist organization. They not only terrorize other people, they terrorize their own people, you know, and so to align with that is lunacy. We don't want Zionists here. Like, it's just, it's crazy. But to see Adams actually say something about this was fascinating to me. And I'm glad. Good for you. Mm-hmm. You should be on the right side of history in this thing. Mm-hmm. And that's not what has been happening as of late. So I was just, it was really nice to be out of the news cycle for a little bit, but then you're like, oh, all the craziness was still going on while we were gone. Mm-hmm. And got escalated and got a little bit worse, actually. So anyway, so that feels good to be caught up on that one. Let me see. Do you want me to do one more so I don't transfer into what you got right
news,
out of that?
You know, we got out of it. And yeah. No, it's still going, and it's worse.
Yeah, it's worse. Everything's worse.
Can I start going, like, do my news first, and then you do yours?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe we could do that.
That'd be fun for a
change. Because then segue into birthdays with just
I should also make a sound effect for... that we can hit every time we have to transition from.
Yeah.
I should make the.
It's
the,
not
the,
my the, fault the world is horrible. It honestly isn't. And it's just not my fault.
But you read the horrible.
Yeah, because it's reality. Because we can't do it on the radio. Because everyone whines and cries like babies.
Got him on another one.
I know. Like, you can't talk about politics. Well, that's why we do it here. Is because we can. And why people come here. Like, people come here for this nonsense. And God bless you, potties, for supporting this. Thank you very much. Thank you for supporting me more than Betty and Gavin. I appreciate you.
I literally was standing here. Am I not supporting you?
You are, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, what do you got?
Morgan Wallen. You know him as the country music star that has just been huge. And he's so big with everybody. He's got a huge following, but he has been able to, when he was using racial slurs, he was able to sidestep
that. No one comes back from that. But Morgan Wallen did.
His album sales actually went up.
Like, crazy story.
It was crazy. And then he was recently arrested in Nashville for throwing a chair out of a fourth-story hotel room in downtown Nashville. And he was arrested for that because he was obviously drunk. And he could have really seriously hurt someone. Thankfully, he didn't. He hasn't spoken out about it publicly until now. He finally tweeted out and accepted responsibility for his actions. He said, quote, "I didn't feel right publicly checking in until I made amends with some folks. I've touched base with Nashville law enforcement, my family, and the good people at Chiefs," which I think is the place where he was throwing the chair out. He said, "I'm not proud of my behavior, and I accept responsibility. I have the utmost respect for the officers working every day to keep us all safe. Regarding my tour, there will be no change." Some people are like, why did you see your apology as a moment to talk about your tour?
That's
like,
funny.
That's a bit much. He, on his most recent show, which was this past weekend at the University of Mississippi, Morgan might have took a nod at the whole legal system, because he said, "In high school, I almost got kicked off the team. I was a little rowdy back then. I guess I'm still a little rowdy now."
I'm still trying to wrap my head around why this was a big deal and why you got arrested. Like you said, no one was hurt. He threw a chair out of a window. Rock stars have been trashing hotel rooms and doing dumb things for ages. Like, it didn't hit anybody. It didn't hurt it. I know it could have, but it didn't.
The difference,
there's not a crime there.
The difference in hurting a whole hotel room is that you're not hurting anyone. The difference with Morgan is when he threw that chair out, there were people walking.
The chair he didn't hurt anyone with? That one? The same chair?
But your same argument would be for the guy shot a gun out in public
and
it didn't hit anybody, so he shouldn't be arrested. It's the same thing. Yes, he should, because he actually took the chance of putting someone's life in jeopardy.
According to this, and I think it says Tennessee Code, and again, it's a quick Google search, could be totally wrong. A person commits an offense who recklessly engages in conduct that places or may place another person in imminent danger or death or serious bodily injury. I would say that from five stories up, if a chair hit me, would could be pretty
bad.
It
would kill you.
It might kill you.
It would kill you.
So theoretically,
no, not me. I would survive.
You have a hard head. But according to the actual law,
yeah. According to what I, when I hit your big toe on this compassion trip, and you almost passed out.
I did. It was so bad.
And you say that chair won't take you out? Okay.
If you've ever had an ingrown toenail and then hit it, it's the worst.
He even hit his kneecap earlier today.
Oh, I know.
And he said,
"What did I say?
Pasta biscuits?" Or yeah, biscuit I heard something pasta? Biscuits.
Yeah, I said like pasta biscuits or something like that.
Noodle biscuit.
I said noodle biscuits. Yeah,
something like that.
Something
that
makes sense.
But that was that.
That's how bad the pain
understand.
Was.
You wouldn't understand. Like a chair thrown from a fifth
I fully understand that could have hurt somebody. But that's one of those
this
things.
This is a law.
That's one of those things you look at it and you go, "Whoa, that was close." All right, no. Everybody good? All right, Morgan, don't do that again.
I don't know.
And then you move on with your life. It's not an arrestable offense.
Had it hit your daughter, Haley.
But it didn't hit anyone.
Had it.
Then fine. Yeah, absolutely. He should have to pay restitution for
that. Had it almost hit her.
No, I wouldn't have said anything.
You wouldn't like go up there and be like,
I would not have.
Yes, you would.
No.
Yes, you would.
I would have taken that chair back up and go at him with it.
I probably would have some words, absolutely, but would I go, "Oh, you need to be arrested"? No, especially if I'm like, "Oh, it's Morgan Wallen." No, I'm kidding. But like, if now had Luke Bryan thrown it, bury him under the jail,
cuff him,
absolutely, throw him out after the chair.
So you're a big fan of Morgan
Wallen?
No,
I'm not.
And this is the reason why he's going to get away with it.
I can't
because they're like, "Oh, he's just a little party
but
boy."
I
can't even tell you a song that Morgan Wallen sings. Honestly, I'm not a Morgan Wallen fan.
Yeah, but you
fan.
Couldn't do that with your favorite bands.
Sometimes, yeah. But like to me, it's one of those things. There are certain things that are arrestable crimes to me. Like this one doesn't seem like this. This one seems like, okay, stop being stupid. You go give him a warning, you fine him or whatever. But it's not anything that should go into the legal system and stand before a court. Remember when you threw that chair out, son? Yes, I did. That was bad. Okay, here's your fine. And you're going to do 30 days in jail.
You're just questioning the actual like law.
Yeah, I don't care who threw it. Like if it didn't hurt anybody, it's like no harm, no foul. It's a Friday night. You know, but if it hurts somebody, a whole different ballgame. Yeah, then you actually have a crime.
Like if I dropped a knife out of a window.
Yeah.
And I just said, "All right, I'm just going to see what happens." I drop it, doesn't hit anybody.
Yeah.
I'm not a criminal.
And no one knows? No,
But they do.
What if you
know.
Did it on an accident? What if you did it on an accident? Does that matter?
He
should you be arrested?
He accidentally threw a chair out the window.
Yeah, he might have. He might have slipped.
Okay.
He might not have known what he was doing.
Yeah, yeah. So,
he might have slipped.
But no, like the same scenario. Like say it's a bowling ball, okay? And you willfully throw, and you willfully are like, "Okay, I'm going to throw this bowling ball to see if it kills anybody." Yes, absolutely. That's your intent. Or if you, what if you're like, "Hey, I'm juggling my bowling ball on the side of the thing." You're like, "Oh, I dropped it." And it falls. And somebody goes, "Hey, you, do you think you should go to jail?"
I mean,
do you think you should go to jail?
I would not.
Because you're not going to survive a night in jail, just for the record.
I would not like to
Neither
go to jail.
Neither would Wally. He would be fine.
No, I would not either.
That's why I'm not taking my bowling ball to the fifth floor of a building.
He is a mature, well, he should be, and a mature enough adult to not throw a chair out of a fifth story window.
Right.
He shouldn't do that and put people's lives in jeopardy.
Agreed. Amen. Agreed. He should not do that. 100%. I agree.
You're
you and I are on the same page. No, we're on the same page.
You're
I agree
to be
with you.
Advocate
I am not.
Yes,
honest, truthful. I agree with you. He should not have done it. And the distinction to me is jailable offense, you know, of throwing a chair out, goofing around.
He's not going to get jail, though.
And he didn't hurt anybody. It's a non issue.
The man's going to be out on
He's
tour.
Not going to get jail.
Oh, no.
He'll be fine.
No,
he'll
better,
show up in court
better
and then he'll pay
one.
A fine and he'll be out.
Community service that someone else will do for him. Now the disparity, I think Gavin mentioned this the other day. The disparity of that is if you're just some drunk kid up there and you throw a chair out and you get the same charge, your day in court goes differently.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of them, I think they should be the same punishment for both of them
well,
equally.
I agree with that too.
But I don't think it won't be, obviously.
There's a lot of things that aren't. Fair. Like, I don't think that the sports people, athletes, they shouldn't be making as much money as they
It'll
do.
It'll be curious
and
to see what happens
just get mad when something doesn't go their way. Like, no. You shouldn't be driving down an interstate in Texas and put people's lives in jeopardy. Now, could that be the same thing? He did hurt somebody, though. Well,
he did. He caused damage.
But he didn't kill anyone.
No, that's not the point. My point was that no one was hurt. He should have to pay for the chair. The chair was hurt.
Oh, my goodness.
But everybody else in there, no harm, no foul. These guys, to my point, which you're making my point, thank you, there was bodily injury. There was destruction of property. So that needs to be accounted for.
That's destruction of property of the chair.
Pay for the chair. I agree. Absolutely. I agree. Make him buy you two chairs. You know, absolutely.
Who's to say, because we weren't there.
Right.
Who's to say that there wasn't someone who was underneath there, could have gotten hit by the chair, and just in the nick of time...
Missed it.
They missed it.
100% possible. But thank the Lord, they missed him. Yes.
But it's a crime.
Because there's no crime!
If the chair had made contact with a person,
he should be arrested.
We're instantly in crime
territory. In crime mode there. Yes, absolutely. I need
to go. That is ridiculous.
My daughter yesterday was starting to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine again.
I want to watch that.
And back from season one, and I was watching it. This would be a Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode. Absolutely. No crime until there's some sort of injury on somebody else's part.
In Wally's court of law.
Wait a minute. You are such a hypocrite.
Why?
Because if I asked you right now, should the woman that looked at you with the side eye and wouldn't let you merge into traffic while she put on lipstick, should she be fined and put into jail? You would say yes.
No, I would not. I would not say yes. Now, should she enter the gates of heaven? Probably not.
It's a bigger deal.
I'm going to ratchet that one up a little bit. Because, again, there was no crime.
I hope that her mansion, you two share a driveway, and that she never
she blocks it
lets
for me.
You get out of your own
I'm going to get to heaven, too, and the only catering is going to be from that Blue Ridge Barbecue guy that I have a beef with eternally.
No, you're going to get up to heaven, and God's going to be like, okay, we can... get you in here, man. Like, I will let you into this building.
Yeah.
I need you to go to each and every one of these people that you have despised for however long. And I need you to go say that you forgive them and give them a big old hug.
I think my first question would be, how hot is it down below? Like, just curious. God. Like, scale of 1 to 10, how bad is it?
10. It's a 10.
Do they have barbecue down there?
Am
I barbecued?
Yeah, that would be a rough one. I got an email from somebody. It was so great. They're like, hey, real quick, I'm going to Blue Ridge. Where was that barbecue place? And what's the name of it? I'm like, she's like, is it downtown? I'm like, it's on the outside of downtown around this curve.
Now you're
I can't even remember the name of it.
Now you're advertising for them.
No, I can't remember the name of it. I'm like, but if it's up on a small hill, that's the one to avoid.
That's
funny. This isn't a McDonald's, man.
I know. Yeah, because McDonald's got their act together, sir. Oh,
Nubia would never.
No. Oh, that sounds good today. McDonald's Coke. I had coffee yesterday, Dunkin' Donuts coffee, but I only got the four pumps and the medium for my Sunday. The Wannabes, that's it. I kept trying to tell people, I was telling my daughter's in town. I kept telling her that Gavin has a funny name for the smaller version of it instead of the Beast, and I could not come up with it.
Wannabes.
The Wannabes.
It's the best.
Like the Spice Girls, Wannabe.
Yeah. Yeah, we had Dunkin' coffee on the way out, none in El Salvador, obviously, and then we came back and I Dunkin'd it up twice this weekend. Yeah, a large and a medium.
Gotta catch up.
Saturday and Sunday, both
ketchup.
Days. My daughter likes coffee.
Were they both caffeinated?
They were both caffeinated. Yeah, my daughter likes coffee.
The large was caffeinated.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He needs a break.
When you're not
was
around,
Marty there?
No.
You
shouldn't have said
it's,
that.
It's off my time. Just, you can't die on my time.
That's right.
Die
thank
on
you.
Their time.
Thank you very much for that.
Because I'm not gonna resuscitate. I'm just gonna go, well, you asked for it.
That's so funny. Yeah. Oh, it's been a really hard time for deaths too recently. Whew. Lost my friend Gabe, my brother-in-law, and then Mandisa. I got to go to Gabe's funeral on Tuesday, and I want to go because I want to be there with all the people that loved him and FaceTime, you know, show up for support of his wife and their kids. But I don't want to go. Like, I do not. This is a play. I would rather be anywhere else other than that. But I have a feeling. We might even do a topic on this of that place you didn't want to go, but you're glad you went. Because we've done that before, and it usually has interesting stories. I have a feeling that it will be a really good experience ultimately, but it will be super sad. But then, Toby's actually doing, like, putting together his memorial service, because Gabe was with Toby since he was like 10. A friend of mine and my wife that's involved with it was like, just wait till the end. You are going to bawl like a baby. So I have no idea what they're planning.
They're saying you're going to bawl?
Yeah, everybody. They're there will not be a dry eye in the place. I remember going to Truett, Toby's son's funeral.
I was
going to
say, how do you view going into this one compared to having gone to Truett's?
Okay,
almost
Truett's,
4 or 5 years ago.
Truett's
now.
Was rough. Truett, it's like when I walked up and I saw guys in Toby's bands that I'm friends with, and we made eye contact, and we all just start, you know, that one was rough. This one is going to be worse because, like, I knew Gabe and we were friends, and I, you know, it just. Yeah, it'll be sad. Like, I know you see them and just start bawling. But I do think that Gabe's will have a sense of joy to it, because that's what he was and who he was. It's weird because Gabe passed away, and then Mandisa passed away. And Mandisa's all over GMA and all the stories about her and things like that. But Gabe was such a background guy, but he was the salt of the earth. And he was a guy that made everybody feel welcome and laugh. And so... It'll definitely be not one of the things I'm looking forward to. But the weird thing is, I went to my brother-in-law's funeral. I came back from El Salvador. I went to my brother-in-law's funeral that day that we got back, and it wasn't a funeral. Like, he wasn't like a super religious guy, and so it was basically like show up, hang out, people that are paying their respects. There's a little video show. No one spoke, and. There was like his favorite Mexican place. Mm-hmm. It was, I got to tell you, like, it was not the normal funeral, but boy, I didn't hate it. Like, I was nice, because we had kind of sat there and talked about things. We could talk. We didn't have to just sit and absorb. We could talk and laugh, and you see people and like, oh my gosh, yeah, it's horrible. I hate this. But boy, remember that time, you know, and there was a lot of value to that I would maybe, because I know my wife, when I pass away, would want to be like a church funeral and things like that, you know? And I'm like, I don't know. I like this celebration thing, man. It's kind of cool.
You got to fit the roast in there too.
Oh, the roast is going to happen. Oh, that's got to happen.
Go funeral roast celebration.
Yep. Yeah, that would work. Hey, do you got any birthdays for us? Because we've been gone
play
for
a little
bit.
Ketchup?
I do. These are not from today, but they are catching up.
Okay,
so
let's go for
Brian
it.
To his daughter Madison. She's turning. Nice. She turned 21.
Oh, there you go.
On the 16th. So happy belated birthday, Candace, to her best friend Malia.
Okay.
I think it's Malia. She's had a birthday on the 18th. Happy belated birthday. Kimmy to her awesome boyfriend, Jared, on the 20th. And then David on the 21st. And then we have a question. This one is from Kimmy. She said, how do you make chunky butter toast?
Betty is so good at chunky butter toast. And it's very, I'll let her explain it, but it's not traditional. She does not use a knife to spread butter. What do you use?
A spoon.
And what part of the spoon?
Underneath.
The back of it. Yeah, the back of the spoon.
So what you need is some bread.
Yeah.
Wally prefers white bread.
Yeah.
I usually get bunny bread.
Mm,
that's what I
so
said,
good.
Bunny bread.
Love it.
Get that, and then you need a tub of butter. You're going to take the spoon, and instead of using the top of the spoon to dip into the butter, you're going to use the bottom of the spoon, the bowl
back
shape.
Side.
Yeah, the back shape. So you're going to do that, and then you're not going to spread the butter. You're just going to leave chunks of butter. I typically do 5, like how a 5 is shown on a dice.
Yes.
That's how I do it.
Corners and then the middle.
Yep. Yeah. And then I put it
just
in the oven
on
broil. And cook it till it gets
do its magic.
A little golden brown, and then serve.
See, I used to make chunky butter toast like you make it when I was a kid. I would put pats of butter in there, and then it would like kind of melt out, but then it didn't cover the whole thing. And as I got older, we did this story. Remember that story we did about how you butter your toast says something about your personality? As my personality has developed, I cannot not cover every part of it, even when I try to make chunky butter toast. But Betty's way is better.
Well, I like, if I'm making it, if it's me doing it, then I do it that way.
Yeah.
But if somebody else is creating it for you, and that person is like the master of chunky butter toast, then that way.
I don't play in that world. I just let her do her thing, and her chunky butter toast is the best. I'm telling you, you should have a food truck. Betty's chunky butter toast truck.
Wow.
Can you imagine? Because they're idiots that will, you're like, okay, so I'm going to make it. Secret ingredient, it's toast, and I do it. and then you sell it for $15 each. And there are idiots that are gonna wait in line and be like, and they're gonna post about it, Instagram about it. They're gonna be like influencers going, oh my gosh, I got chunky butter toast. If you aren't getting this, you are so 2000. And then like you'll actually make a huge amount of money on your chunky butter toast. I know.
Your actual spending would be minute too, right? Because
bread and butter,
20 things of bread every day, a few things of butter.
Think of all the things, like when the people who own food trucks go to shop and they've got to get paprika and salt and pepper, you get all these things. You're like, I got a loaf of bread and some butter and a spoon. Where's my spoon? The irony is she'd forget her spoon.
Can't do this without my
We're closed for today.
And all you would need is a truck full of broilers. It would get hot. Yeah. You probably need some fans to help, but man,
chunky butter toast. I'm telling you,
I hope that's your post-Way FM plan.
I do too. Yeah, you should be working towards that now.
About that.
There you go.
I'd be one of those guys in line.
I would too.
$15 every day.
$15 chunky butter toast. It's worth it. Trust me.
The line though is 15 minutes long too.
I know. I would do it for you. Nobody else.
$1 for every minute I'm in that.
That's right. Oh, so good. All right, that's gonna do it for your aftercast for today. And thanks for missing us. And thanks for being a buddy.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.